Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew, Bible teacher and pastor of Grace Valley Christian Center located in Davis, California. Now here is our teacher, Pastor P.G. Matthew.
The fifth point, Christ's comfort. Christ coming to comfort St. Paul. Luke writes the book of Acts with this introduction. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach, speaking about the gospel. Luke wrote two volumes. One is the gospel, and the other is the book of Acts. And he's saying the gospel spoke about what Jesus began to do and teach. That means the book of Acts is a continuation of the ministry of the ascended Christ. So what Jesus began to do and teach, he continues to do and teach even after his ascension and session on the right hand of God. Remember, Jesus Christ said in his great commission, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the ages. I'll be with you to help you, to comfort you, to strengthen you, to protect you, to enlighten you. Paul was now wondering what is going to happen due to the serious opposition of the Jewish people. There was a pattern to his ministry. He goes to a place and he preaches, many people believe, and then there is the opposition. You remember that pattern? Opposition by the unbelieving Jews and Gentiles, and then comes the truth about Paul being driven out. And this happened in Galatia. Remember in our study of his ministry in Galatia, in Pisidian Antioch, this happened in Iconium, this happened. They pursued him everywhere he went. And in Lystra, they stoned him and left him for dead. And God performed a miracle. And he rose up and he went back into the city, you remember that. And then, in the second missionary journey, he was guided by the Holy Spirit to go to Macedonia. And he arrives in Philippi, had a wonderful ministry. And then, he drove out demons from a slave girl, which resulted in his being beaten up, together with Silas, and put in prison. And then asked to get out. And he goes to Thessalonica. And there he was charged with this charge. This man is preaching about a heteros basileus, another king different from Caesar. And so he was driven out from there by night, and he comes to Berea, and his enemies pursued him in Berea, and he was kicked out of there, and finally he went to Athens, and there he started preaching to the philosophers, to the intellectuals. They mocked him when he spoke about resurrection. They called him by this name. He's a babbler. He doesn't have any of his own ideas. He's picking up an idea there. He's a plagiarist, picking up an idea there and here. A babbler. And finally, now he arrives in Corinth. What's going to happen? See, he's thinking in his head, what's going to happen? Eventually, they are going to drive me out of this place. So he's thinking. He's lonely and he's afraid. Should he stop preaching? Should he leave to somewhere else? Or should he start preaching philosophy? He was in a quandary. He was depressed. And so I believe he started praying. You know, prayer is a good thing. Let me read to you the 40th chapter of Isaiah. This is what we read. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You see, he was depressed. He was weak. He was trembling. Let me read to you again from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 3, I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. This is the apostle. Weakness, trembling, and what? In much trembling. Or look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Let me read to you from verse 8. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death. Apostle. And you think pastor is all right, he doesn't have any problem, he is not afraid, he is not anxious, and everything is okay, it's not true. Just like you, afraid, weak, much trembling, despair. Well, that's not all I do. I go to God in prayer. And I'm sure this is what St. Paul did. And all of a sudden, God gave him a vision. This idea of vision, you read about it in several places in the book of Acts. The Lord Jesus Christ himself appeared to him in a vision several times. Acts chapter 18, verse 9, Acts chapter 22, verse 28 and following, Acts chapter 23, verse 11. Other times, angel appeared to him. Other times, a Macedonian person appeared to him in a vision. That's the nature of the Pentecostal times. Young men shall see visions, and the old men shall dream dreams. The Spirit of God does all these things. And so, the Lord Jesus Christ himself appeared to him in a vision. Let me tell you, the antidote to fear and despair and trembling and weakness is to hear from the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. And so, when you open the 18th chapter and we read in verse 9 and verse 10, that's the heart of this message. God spoke. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke. And so he said, stop fearing. In the Greek, it is put in such a way. Maybe the indicative means, you are fearing, stop it. Here is the apostle. It's a mighty apostle. Apostle is fearing. Yeah, that's right. He was fearing. And the Lord said, stop it. Stop fearing. But when you look at the book of Genesis, read it there, you find a great warrior by name Abraham. He beat all those kings who came from the east. And yet in the 15th chapter, he's afraid. Genesis 15, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abraham. Abraham, the mighty king, the powerful soldier, afraid. Abraham, to whom the God of glory appeared, afraid. And so the word of the Lord came to him, but do not be afraid, Abraham. I'm your shield. Hallelujah. I'm your shield. I'm your shield. You are always protected by me. I function as your shield and your exceeding great reward. I'm saying to you and to me today, the same Lord Jesus Christ, to whom all authority in heaven and on earth is given, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and he's speaking to you and he's speaking to me. What is it? Fear not. Stop fearing. Stop fearing the world. Stop fearing the devil. Stop fearing the death. Stop fearing hell. Stop fearing. Remember, Jesus Christ said, even before his death and resurrection, he said, take courage, for I have overcome the world. Yes, the same apostle wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 1, he wrote to Timothy, you have not received a spirit of timidity, but you have received spirit of power, love, and discipline. Stop fearing, brothers and sisters, stop fearing about the future. God is your God. He's your shield. And secondly, the word from the Lord is this. Keep speaking. Speaking what? Philosophy? politics? Preacher, what are you speaking? Keep speaking what? Well, let me show to you what he preached in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except what? Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Not sociology, not psychology, not philosophy, not science. Preacher, preach Jesus Christ who died for our sins and was raised for our justification. And tell them if you believe in this Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. So he says, my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with the demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. Gospel. Gospel is the power of God. Keep preaching. You see, he didn't want to preach. Why? He is afraid. Isn't that the reason we don't speak about Jesus Christ in public? Because we are afraid. They are going to eat us. They are going to mock us. They are going to crucify us. They are going to vilify us. They are going to demote us. They are going to fire us. They are going to do all these things. We are afraid, brothers and sisters. We are afraid. We don't even want to preach it in our own home. And when we are tempted to be silent, hear the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that came to St. Paul in Corinth. Keep on speaking and not be silent. Positive and negative command. Keep on speaking. Why is it? Simply because the only way of salvation is through human beings appointed by God preaching the gospel. Faith comes by hearing the word of God preached. And therefore, your preaching and your speaking is a necessary link in this whole process of salvation of lost souls. Speak it. You have to speak it. And there are times we are tempted not to speak. Be quiet, good. Go into our cave. Let's go and do the job. Come home and don't worry about anything. If they go to hell, let them go to hell. I'm sick and tired of being mocked and vilified. You get tempted like that. But listen to what God is saying. Keep speaking. And then he gives a reason. Greek scholars, reason number one, what is it? Ego eimi metasu. I myself am with you. I am with you. I am the great I am. The eternal God, I am with you. Not a representative of mine. Not an angel of mine. I myself. As St. Paul says, autos ho kurios kata besetai apourano. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Not anybody else. What's the reason not to be afraid? What's the reason you should speak? Because what? I am with you. I am the shield for you. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, 31st chapter. Chapter 31 and verse 6. Word to Joshua. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the idea. I myself will be with you. The eternal God with you. Jesus Christ with you. The one who died and rose again. He's the King of Kings. He's with you. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. And let's see what God is speaking to Jeremiah. He says he's not good and he's not fit. He's just a young man. Jeremiah chapter 1, beginning with verse 17. Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them, whatever I command you, do not be terrified by them. Or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you a fortified city, Jeremiah. Today I have made you a fortified city. An iron pillar and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Afraid, fearful, timid, going into the cave. What can I do? The whole country is gone to pot. Secularism has overtaken. Conservatism is defeated. Let's get scotch tape and tape our lips. Let's do our job and go home. Let's not even speak to the children about the gospel, because they are coming from public school where the gospel is mocked. Oh no, the Lord is speaking. And what is he saying? Fear not, stop hearing. What else is he saying? Start speaking, not be silent. And let me tell you, don't speak about your troubles and this and that. Speak the gospel. Not philosophy, not anything else. Preach the gospel. The simple gospel. Foolishness to the Greeks. Stumbling block to the Jews. But this gospel is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone who believes. Even to the Corinthians. This gospel will save them. Wash them. Justify them. Sanctify them. Clean them up. And what do you think the reason is? I myself am with you. Ego, eimi, meta, sou, I am with you. You are my apostle. You are my chosen instrument. I am with you. You are a fortified city, an iron pillar, bronze wall. They all will come against you. There shall be troubles. But they will never defeat you. Oh yes, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Gideon was afraid and he was in a cave. And the same God appeared to him and said, what? Fear not. Peace to you. You shall not die. Go and fight the battle. And then we are told in the 34th chapter of Judges 6, the Spirit of God came and clothed him. Oh yes, the Spirit of God is inside and Spirit of God is outside. And you are totally shielded and protected. Jesus Christ says, take courage, I have overcome the world. Defeated death, defeated the devil, defeated the world, defeated all ideologies for you. And you can do the job. Even in this city, intellectual city, it says the next reason is what? For I have many people in this city, in this terrible city, this corrupt city, this licentious city, but I have chosen them from all eternity to be saved. And I am determined to save them through you. You are preaching of the gospel. The same here. God has appointed us as agents to speak. Nobody can believe without hearing. Faith comes by hearing. May God help us to believe these words of comfort and do the job. Heavenly Father, we pray that you help us to be comforted by Christ's words. Stop fearing. Keep speaking. Don't be silent. For I am with you. The next reason, no one is able to attack you, to harm you. And the final reason, I have many people in this city. They are depending on your preaching. Help us to preach, O God, that they may be saved in this city, those whom God has ordained to eternal life. Use us as instruments of God. Help us to go out of this place totally strengthened in our inner man by the word of the Lord and by the Spirit of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to Grace and Glory Audio featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Join us next week for more transforming Bible teaching.